Boa, tô.
Tudo
I have to ask. Is Tony all right?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
Is Tony all right?
Yes, he's. If he doesn't move, I'm asking if he hurts. He says, "Well, if I don't move," so we laughed. My company is still here, but they're watching a ball game. So, and my computer, it was the keyboard needed a battery, and I didn't know it had a battery because it's wireless.
Understand.
You learn new things
Okay.
every day about this technology world.
So we are doing a section 4B of the Tikkuni Zohar. You can
Okay.
find the handout on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix, the row 20, the second column from the left. That will take you to a Tikkuni Zohar landing page. And if you scroll down to class 4B, and we'll start with the L'shem Yehud. L'shem Yehud Gud Shabri Fu Ishkin Te Bid Hilu Urchimu Udhilu Udhilu Urchimu Leakta L'shem Yudhe Bavadhe B'Yehuda Shalim B'shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah V'asot Torah Mitzvah Kamei kudsha brichu, chai almin, tzadik yesod olam, uvarakot lerosh, tzadik vani betoch, hagaola, dashakinta, naftacho hashamayim, Adonai Raki Adioma Tanena Adonai Dehashmen Devarashimin Demakorichon Yudke Valke Yudke Valke We are amare maraot Elokim chamesh or dioma dekamea dekavel hadonai kedamea kalila mechamesh or deihu Aleph, 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 Petu, He, Cha, He, Tim, Kodesh, Le, Adonai, Ve, Kol, Aleph, Achaze, Aleph, Ke, Yud, Ke, Ve, Nakudin, Ilein, Salkin, Elokim, Tivahon sheva nakudin tilat leila talat letata solem ba'em saita bechad rakia tamena londeit marbeya Vayiten otam malakim berakia hashamayim v'sheva natzotzi dinakudi aleph 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 lekabel sheva kochavi lekat tilat mekan vitalet mekan chamea beemsa itayau ravia bekol tilat besheva lashit veihi betzoret chalom ואילן חמש וחמץ משם על החמצו חמץ איהו יוד כד יתפתח וחמש וקודין איהו אדוני חמש עצבן דבהון יתפתח קומץ דהי יוד לחמשים קרין תחרו אבי עצבן ידקה כחושבן חולם דהו אמצעי וחריק כחושבן יבב כבב דרוע, כתף מת, ידלת פרקים דאצבען, והיהו ויאמר, כי ידלת על יחסי כוס, יוד כבעינון רמזין, יוד כבב כאלוקינו, יוד כבב כאובחמש, אצבען דייד שמעלה, יוד פרקין רמזין, כוזו. Aleph Vav Hei Koach Diram Yazim Tekei Sekevot Meirom Meirashim Miad Vay Deistal Kuyuku Vyalku Bela Koach Livtei Rukodef Buginda Uchmu bare metanatin kohaomer amen yehe shmeya rabbi bekocheho korin lo chazerdinu shel shevaim shana Dianun shevaim shanim betar elef umayatin shanim deitcharav bet makadasha veitechashiv lon meshabutal tahatamiyad begin divad raga Yaakov Vatiliya Ketz Tefurkana Tiradargiya Emet Hadahu Diktiv Kaman Emet Liyakov Dihu Simin Elef Beatim Tashim Ve'iti Yosif ויאבט קרוב אדוני לכל קוראיו, לכל אשר יקראוהו, באמת לדעת בארץ דרכך, אופקי ארץ אלף רץ מאתיים. ותשים לקיימה בכל אמת מארץ תשעים. Atamaya Kad Yohon Levarkehosh Van Eretz Avalgazar Dina Shivim Shanim Tevar Acher Vehamishkalim Inu Nekudei Zaharu Tenacharin Peotavin Inu Nekudin Agaolin Itvan Merovein Divaton Itbariu Arva Hevan Dekorsiyeteya Itmar Alayhu Vianena Dechazayeh Dyeheskel Udamot chachayot meraihem Kegachali esh ilen inun Nekudidi oraita dianun tisha Tivachon itbariu Tashi agal gal dekorasiya Korsayo Ayehi Asira ale tashitisha Gilgalim denaharin Behonasar advan deinun yutke vavke Uvahon itvariu Vyarvat van de inun yudke vavke Necharin bitarba Chavim bilvahon itvariu Peshem yudke vavke ihu amota emsaita Emet v'shakinta Torah emet Ba'it bariat Korseyo adiahi Alkim v'chaynu derashit Vara elokim Ve'oraita Diahihi Re'a-re'eshit Barak-or-se'yah De'ayoy De'ayehi El-alakim de'haki Salik-ha-kasiyah Le'hoshban el-alakim Be'it-o-raita Givaria, Theorita, the et atzilut, oraita, divarea, Adonai kanani, raeshit, diraku, the oraita, the atzilut, torat, Adonai tamima. Uvata minta heya im Adonai alachicha Umasat radilat var al Yisrael banim Achat ladonai umena lotlan Teoraita diatzilut Aya, Ayihi Torat Adonai Detalia Veshamaya Ala Aki Uchnu Hazeh Shemi Le'alam Shemi Im Yudhei Shasta Zakariyam Bavhe Ramach Tuorah b'choshban at gutereya imanochi delayhiye. Section 4b. Memtet is a vehicle of the reflection of Hashem. It is the operation of the consciousness of holiness. This consciousness includes the angels of holiness and the chariots of holiness. In order to exist in the unity of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, our thoughts must have the direction to rise above. The prayers of the Amidah with its 18 blessings provide this direction. They act as the chariots which ascend with our prayers, with each prayer carrying the advocate of an angel and the entire procession lifted up by Memtet rises above with the unity of the image of Hashem and the image from below, which are our prayers. The heavens open in response to the connection of the Shekhinah, which by extension is the light of the heavens, calling to one another. When we are in diaspora, the outer visions consume us. It is only when we attend to the inner heavens that the Shekhinah then begins to rise up, making the connections from spiritual heaven to heaven. Always keeping it as its source, Yud Kei Vav Kei, Kev Yud Vav Kei, or Hashem of the heavens, and the visions of Elohim. The five lights of the first day, the five occurrences of light, the Hebrew word or in the Torah of the first day, corresponding to the first hay, each by the different vowels under each aleph. A, A, O, E, U. Kamat, Tseri, Cholem, Chirik, and Shirik. So the actual sound should be A, A, O, E, and the silence. The five occurrences of or are compared to the five vowel points. What does light do? It literally defines the darkness, such as these vowel points define the first hey in the five aleph with their respective vowel sounds. When thoughts come together, they proceed accordingly, level by level, achieving stasis. The Aleph gives rise to Echye, and the vowel points equate to Elohim. Thoughts arrange themselves according to holiness, in terms of how close in value and substance they are like their creator. The discernment of thought allows for its unification. The reason for this is that in order to receive, you must first conceive. This is shown here, since the vowel points are the delineations of the letters that describe the concepts that are coming into being. These points are of Elohim, in which there are seven points, three up and three down, relating to the seven planets. There are three here and there are three there. The center is the sun, the fourth to three and the seventh to six. And it is in the form of the Cholam, in those five and in the Kohen shall scoop out of it a handful of its chametz, his yud, when he opened it in the five points, his hay. To give some insight into this very long paragraph, The upper hay has a numerical value of 5, and when it's spelled out, it's hay aleph. And this is where the 5 alephs come from, and the 5 vowels that are associated with each one of those 5 alephs. That order is rather significant of those vowels. Kamat seri cholam kirik and shiruk, or shirek. A, A, O, E, silence. The aleph, which has the shape of a diagonal with a yud above and a yud below, the yud above representing the upper hay and the yud below representing the lower hay. And this unification within the aleph is what's being expressed, and it's a metaphor for the unification of the name Echiyeh with the name Elohim. Now I'm continuing to read. The planets represent the fixed spheres that are concentrations of holiness, presenting as the 7 sparks, or the 7 levels of awareness. These are generated by the concentration of the sun, which is Tiferet, with Hod, Netzach, and Yesod below, and Chesed, Gevura, and Bina above. The 5 fingers that indicate Yud and the 50 gates are the principalities that evolve into those 50 gates of understanding that come from Bina. The arm, the shoulder, and the 5 joints and the finger joints derive from Yud-Heh. The Cholam is in the middle, all are part of the architecture of thought. What is this like? A king desires to build a road to where the queen has her summer palace. He sends workmen to choose the perfect bricks, aligns them along the path, and then cements the bricks into place, creating a road where nothing more than a meandering path was there before. The road leading back to Hashem is within the power of our consciousness, but only if we continue to make the connections throughout Torah that are then cemented. With the insights of our discoveries, keeping always open the line of communication that allows for revelation at every level. It is only through the recognition of the great name that the way of return can be entered into. This way of return is truth. This truth is the continuous revelation that is Torah, revealing itself to those who are willing to toil in its mysteries. It is in this way that decrees are annulled and redemption is brought near. When we call upon Hashem, we are seeking the unity that is his namesake. In order to know our way upon the earth, we must be close to Hashem or become conversant with the way things work. Now, when we deny the truth, there is diaspora. And conversely, when we embrace and integrate the truth, the time of Mashiach is upon us. That in the letters were created 4 animals of the throne that was said on them in the ideas of Yechezkel. Such then was the appearance of the creatures that looked like the burning coals of fire. Those are the points of Torah, that they are 9. in which they were created, nine circular wheels of the throne. The throne is the tenth for the nine wheels. And in them they were created, four letters that are K-Yud-Vav-K, that shine in the four animals in which they were created. And there, standing true in the middle of K-Yud-Vav-K and his Shekhinah. And this is the truth of Torah. My commentary. The tenth and the nine is a phrase that is hinting to the creation of male and female. This comes from the sages who teach that the female has 10 sephirot, while the male only 9, since the female is his 10th. Continuing to read, the wise shall obtain shine. The wise shine because they are surrounded by Torah, and out of that brilliance, the definition of holiness is made clear. Torah creates through its 9 points the architecture of holiness, which then creates the throne of holiness. What this is alluding to is the continuous creation that takes place within consciousness as a whole, and each individual whose Torah study shines alike in spinning the wheels of heaven above. The chayot, or the sephirot, transform that energy of intention into the connections that establish the holy abode above. K-Yud-Vav-Kei, the central pillar called truth, also the vehicle through which the Shekhinah ascends. The Shekhinah is the current which, when traveled upon, leads to the throne called Elohim. Through Torah study, all insights evoke the Shekhinah that produces the current giving snapshots of holiness that in each turn fix the throne in place. My commentary. K-Yud-Vav-Kei is a permutation that connects to the month of Av, and this makes clear who creates the central column, Hashem. The Torah of Atzilut has existed forever. It is the essence of Hashem, indeed its perfection. All that has come into and is entering into being are the direct result of this Torah of Atzilut. The higher order of being is already in place. This Torah of is also directly related to the mitzvot in that their performance provides a vehicle for their verification. Imagine then a device which has built into it every function necessary to fulfill its own operation, including being able to transcend time and account for every circumstance. Therefore is the Beit, the precursor, not only of Bereshit, but also of the first two mitzvot given to Moshe. And above everything, and not below everything, is the cause above. Not beneath him or it, not to any of the four sides of the world, and he fills all the worlds and surrounds them. My commentary. This last section can be phrased as teaching Hashem is everywhere. That's the end of section 4b. Does anyone have any questions? I bid you all shalom. Shavua Tov. If there are no questions.
I found that one difficult. I'll have to go back and reread it. But thank you.
It is very difficult.
Yeah. Okay.
We're in the introduction to the Tikkuni Zohar. It's all about thoughts. It's about intellect. It's about the spiritual minds, it's connecting to the spiritual mind of Hashem. This is why it's so difficult.
Okay, whenever you were reading the letters for the Tetragrammaton, were you reading from left to right or right to left?
I was reading from left to right, but if
okay.
It was there were two of them, I would read the first one first rather than reading from the left to right of both of them at the same time.
Okay. So the V stands for Vav, and the Y stands
yes.
for Yod. Okay.
Yes.
That kind of confuses me. And a Shuruk, I've never heard it pronounced Shurek, but that's what they wrote. A Shuruk has a U sound.
Yeah,
so
that's what I would think it would be.
You know, I've never seen Shuruk shot with an Aleph like that and putting the dot, the dogesh, kind of under it, you know, rather than to the side.
Again, I agree with you. I have not seen it like that.
So, yeah. So it's going to take several re-readings, I believe. Okay, thank you.
Shavua Tov.
Okay, Shavua Tov.
Classes tomorrow are at 7:30 will be Slifot. At 10:30 will be a class preparing for the Tishrei holidays. At 3 o'clock, we'll continue the classes on the Igeret Teshuvah, the letter of Teshuvah. And then at 8:30, we will again read a section of the Tikkuni Zohar. And hopefully, I'll have the energy to keep this up, which is really part of the problem this past week. But that was a special week because of the move to my daughter's house for the 3 days, and also mm-hmm. with a lot of the chaos in the world with the hurricane and the flooding. So
okay,
hopefully things will get back to normal.
I did look up flood, Mabul, as you suggested, and the gematria was 78.
And you know what the number 78 refers to?
I'm sorry. What?
Do you know what the number 78 refers to?
Well, this is going to be 5778. That's what I thought of.
That's true, and that's very true. But in the recording of 5778 and in the summary page, if you read that section, you'll
now,
find
that
78...
See, we were in the
okay.
middle of chaos there, so, and I have the handout
right.
packed with what I thought we had to take when we thought we had to evacuate. So tomorrow I spend my day unpacking again, and I'll find all those things. So, you know.
Understand.
But I had least of the chaos than others. I didn't have floodwaters. And even today, you know, I told you how that mildew appeared on the vinyl that was next to the
yes.
patio, which today it's disappearing on its own. So I really think that was to let me know the condition of the atmosphere in this area. And probably we shouldn't go out too much, you know, as little as possible and for a while anyway. Would you agree to that? Do you think not?
I would agree with that.
Outside air.
But I would also get one. There is a measuring device that lets you know the amount of spores in your air. So I would get a measuring device in your house and run it from room to room and see if there's any spores in the house itself.
Do you know what it's called?
I don't know what it's called. I've seen it on the, or I've heard about it on the internet.
Okay, well, I'll do a search.
Yeah, I would look. It might be in WebMD is where I may have seen it also.
Okay. Okay, these are strange times. Strange happenings, right. Okay. All right. Thank you.
Yep.
Have a good night.
Have a good and a good night first. Shavuot.
Okay, thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.